Good morning to all of you. This is Char Rogers. I'm standing in for Vance Rogers. And this morning we feel more than honored and privileged to have with us Chuck and Claudia Branham, a great, great couple that are very close personal friends of ours. Not that we see each other all the time because we're a distance apart, but definitely in heart and spirit. We know their heart, and that's what we want to share with you this morning, or have them share with you. So Chuck and Claudia Branham, you guys have been special, special winners in NECANN's sight, and that was the heart of NECANN. What year was that you earned that or achieved that? I guess it would be a better way of saying it, if you can.
2007.
2007. Okay, great. Before we really start in on that subject, what I'd like to have the two of you do is give us an idea of where you were and how you got started in NECANN. And that was back in somewhere early, I'm going to say 1993, the end of 92 maybe?
September 2nd of 92, because we got an email from Doug telling us that, which I think that's a great idea for him to thank us, you know, to by sending an email with the date, because I'd forgotten the date.
It's easy to do. The time flies, I know.
Well, back in 92, we were broke because Chuck had taken care of his mom for 5.5 years. And that was a 24/7 job for him then, and so by the time she graduated to heaven, we had used up all of our resources, and I was working, and our other business had gone down the drain because there was no time to devote to it, and the other business that we had, you had to work yourself to a frazzle to keep it going. So Chuck received a audio tape in the mail, and he listened to it, and he thought it was terrific, and got excited, and had me listen to it, and I didn't get excited, because I was thinking about we needed to get our business built back up. And actually, he had heard about NECANN. Actually, I think it was he just heard about magnets from his sister several months before that, because she had rheumatoid arthritis, and the doctor told her that she would be in a wheelchair within 5 years. And her neighbor brought over some magnets, and I don't know what that consisted of. All she said, it was magnets on her back.
They were NECANN magnets.
Right, it was NECANN, but I don't know which ones they were, do you?
Pennies, I think.
And she said they fixed her up, and actually she never did have to go to a wheelchair, so they really did fix her up. And so Chuck began looking for a sponsor. The person whose name was on the audio tape did not respond to his call in his voicemail, and we found out later that's because he'd been out of the country or out of the state for about a month. And he just asked everybody that we ran into if they knew anything about NECANN. And nobody did. And finally, somebody from a health food store gave him the name of a couple who didn't return his phone call either. And finally, another health food store gave him the name of a couple who did call him back. And they came over, first of all, to talk to Chuck, and Chuck got more excited, and then they came over to our home. And I got involved just as a support and an encourager for Chuck. But our son, our middle son, who has a genetic disease, the product. He was a long-haul truck driver, and he was in agony much of the time. Plus, he had terrific swelling in his hands and feet. And he went off on a Sunday afternoon with a pair of mag steps in his shoes. And when he came home on Friday afternoon, his hands looked just about normal. He went from catcher's mitt size to just a normal hand, and that's when Niken got into me. And our sponsor quit, and we didn't do much with it except buy a few product. And then the first consultant that Chuck had sponsored told him that he was going to go silver with or without us. So that's when we really got off the dime and launched our business, and that was March of 93. There you have
March of that. And what was your career background, Claudia?
Mine was one of 21 years of volunteer work at the Tacoma Rescue Mission, and then when our money was getting pretty well non-existent, I went to work for a law firm as the Girl Friday and worked my tail off and got paid about half as much as the legal secretaries and the other people there.
Okay.
That's
and
why a J-O-B isn't such a good idea sometimes.
Yes, I think a few of us have experienced that at some point in our life. And Chuck's consisted of, what was yours, Chuck?
Well, I was doing Amway, we actually had a good experience with Amway. A lot of people don't, but that's what I was doing. And I moved into the home I grew up in Tacoma, a little tiny house, and because I wanted my mom to go to heaven she'd lived there about 60 years. And that's where I did Amway. It was a little shed behind the house, and that's where I started. Niken was there also.
And how long had you been working with Amway?
Well, I've been in network marketing for about 45 years.
Okay.
First company, Jim Rohn, made $1 million, I understand, and sold my mom something and a neighbor, and that was about it. And then the company went broke. So,
and
but I learned how to the principles of leveraging, and because they use basically the same thing as Neutralite and Amway, you know, the network marketing thing. And I failed a lot, but I learned a few things.
And do you recall the highest check you ever received from any of those companies?
Yeah, we got one that was over $5,000 in Amway. Of course, in Amway, you had to pay your downline. Fortunately, we were very wide, so, you know, we did make good profit. But I remember one time, you know, a good month volume might be $15,000 or so, and we went ruby in Amway, and that same I told somebody in Amway that that year we had done 1.8 million in a month, you know, with our whole organization, as compared to 15 or 20,000 in Amway. See.
little difference in the figures there.
Yeah.
But we're all grateful for those previous experiences we had in network marketing that helped us understand the value of it and the technique in what we do, and that is so different than traditional business.
Exactly. And by the way, I want to tell people we're so proud of Denny and Char and Vance and Stacy. Where our family, you know, we have people that we're supporting financially. They've got a son, and they've makes big money. And that's a great example of what you can do with a family. You know, not everybody can do that, but we've been to your beautiful home and several times, and you're one of our inspirations.
Well, thank you, but what pops into my mind is the emphasis that our son always puts, Vance and Stacy always put on the five pillars of health, and that's where they are right now, and why he's not on the call is he is probably right at this moment spending time with his brand new daughter that they will be bringing home with them, Addie or Addison, and we're very excited to see them arrive back in Portland on Thanksgiving evening with our new granddaughter, their new daughter. So we couldn't be happier. As he says, this will be a Thanksgiving they never forget. So that's the reason we are filling in this morning. And just thinking about where they are right now and the time they're sharing and the change that they will have adding a new baby into their family as well as ours. So we feel extremely blessed, and this, of course, is possible because of what they have been able to do in NECAN. So it goes beyond just the borders of this country in the physical aspect of it. So
yeah,
you can keep them in your prayers as they travel, and I know many of you have been, so we thank you all for that.
I also want to commend you for what their biological daughter has been doing in the Philippines and all. And I've passed out a bunch of DVDs to people and about the Indonesian trip and all. And I want to get her to her and Vance and Stacy to give their testimony at our church sometime when it's convenient.
They would be more than honored, I can tell you that right now, to be able to do that. She grew up with the atmosphere, so she definitely has a heart for other peoples of the world and feels that, you know, the first thing she thinks of is doing something to help them physically. She's got to roll up her sleeves and do it. And so, yes, we're very proud of her also. Where do you see, what do you see as the uniqueness compared to other areas that you've worked in or with other companies that you've worked where NECAN is concerned? Can you give us a few thoughts on that?
Well, NECAN is a company that is based on the five pillars, and that means it's not just out trying to sell a lot of products that are available in stores, catalogs, whatever. And we have products that actually change people's lives, so it's a product-driven company. Chuck came into the business because he was looking for a way to make more money. But he's of a smaller percentage. Most of us came into the business because of a product experience. And then we share that with other people because we're excited about it. They get excited. And then they see the business part of it as well, and that's how our business has grown. In Amway, for instance, you have to go out there and convince people to use a product that may be far and above what's in the grocery store. However, it is also more expensive. It's more difficult to obtain because they can't run to the store to get it. So that's why I mentioned earlier that we worked very, very hard to earn our income from Amway. I mean, we probably worked harder than if we'd worked somewhere else at times. But NECAN, I believe, is a gift. The integrity of the company, of the people that are involved, I, for one, cannot remember any scandal of anyone in Nikin because of lack of integrity. And that's not true in other companies.
Well, one of the things that I see, too, just thinking about what you have already said, is that ours is truly something that requires some form of education, and many times it's just in product testimonies that they can hear, because much of it is really beyond our comprehension. We don't have the degrees to understand the thoroughness, well, not the thoroughness, the way in which our bodies work and can achieve the level of health based on these technologies that to us can seem very complex at times, but yet it's very simple, you know, when we drop back to maybe saying something like at the cellular level, all of the products work, which, you know, to most of us, if we don't have a degree in that area, it still doesn't really explain it. So it has to be a show and tell, because the product is unlike what you're seeing in the grocery store. We don't have a, you know, something that will sit on the shelf that will define what it is. And so that's the part that I really enjoy, because I like to see the eyeballs pop open so wide.
Yeah, that is fun, isn't it?
It is, and it's very rewarding when in a group of people over and over, within a matter of minutes, normally they can see evidence that the products are working for them. So it's, to me, it's really a show and tell situation. You have done some incredible things with your earnings. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the first thing that we were able to do that was extremely rewarding was that we didn't have to put life on hold to take care of my parents when they became to the area of needing caregivers. We were earning enough money by then that our daughter and son-in-law asked if they could take care of Grandma and Grandpa, you know, themselves. They were going to quit their job and just come and take care of Grandma and Grandpa. So up until that time, we had also paid for them to be in a retirement community. And this retirement community cost twice as much as we were earning with our Amway business. So here we were with enough funds that we could just comfortably move our folks, my folks, into this retirement community. And then from there, they graduated into the assisted living category, which cost even more. And we were earning enough that we could support that. And then when they were needing more care than even the assisted living, we were able to rent a large wheelchair-friendly house and moved them into that house with my daughter and son-in-law. And they were just pampered and taken care of for the last year of their life. And I often, you know, just cringe to think, what if we had not been able to do that? It's just a marvel that this was given to us, and we thank the Lord for it. We believe it's a blessing in our life. And then we've been able to support many orphanages, various ministries. We have ministries in Haiti and Africa, Nepal, India.
You have some local ones that you have been very active in also.
Yes, local ones in the United States, Samaritan Purse, Feed the Children, of course, the Rescue Mission. You know, if we, Chuck put pictures of them all on a corkboard downstairs in what we call our Christmas room. And it's amazing. One time I added them all up, and it was about 40, which amazed me and continues to amaze us. But and then members of our family, we have a grandson right now that is on the kidney transplant list. He also has this genetic disease that our son has. And they need help right along, usually in the way of groceries or just peripheral things. But and then we have a son that is actually two sons. Chuck has a son, and I have one, that are both disabled. And we commit a lot of support to them. So...
Hey, Claudia.
Yes.
Oh, who's coming Monday to see us?
Dr. Branham Kolapudi from India is in the States, and he's coming to spend some days with us on Monday. A travel agency there asks him to accompany people that are coming to the States who can't speak English, so they buy him a ticket as well, and he gets a free ride to the States by bringing somebody. So that's how he got here. He came to Seattle. And he is a gentleman that he and his wife left his prestigious government job some years ago to start a church. Had no support from his family. It was something that they felt God wanted them to do. So they did that, and as years went by, they took children that were destitute and provided complete support for them. They have about 26 children now that they feed, educate, and clothe. And then about 5 years ago, Ed Weins was over at the house meeting him, and so it was his idea, well, why don't you start your own school instead of sending them to government school that where they have to pay anyway, and they're often persecuted because they're Christians, and the Hindus and the other people don't like them. So with the help of Ed Weins, we started the school, and now he has upwards of 300 children coming to the school.
Wow.
Just from an idea and a suggestion. And so that's, he'll be here, and we'll be hearing all the updates and getting all the latest news.
It's just exciting to be a part of other people's lives that see the same vision that you guys do.
Right.
I'm sure, from your end. Changing gears here just a little bit, I know you also have another very prestigious position right now among the people in the field, as well as a connection to the corporation, and that's being on the Leadership Council. And first of all, I want to know what the qualifications, if you can tell people what the qualifications for that are.
Well, you know, I'm not terribly sure on that. I do know that it is based on the percentage of growth of the business, new leadership ranks that have been developed in the organization.
I can tell by the way
new people sponsored.
I can tell by the way you're answering that it wasn't something that was printed on paper for you, and you said, okay, this is what we have to do. We have to get so many here and accomplish this amount of volume. That wasn't the way you got there.
Right. It's the second year that we've been on it, and we're so honored to have several of our own team on it as well, the Trubin Box and Ann Rooney and, of course, Pat Mack. Am I missing anybody, Chuck?
That's it.
And in years past, we've had other team members on it, but last year and this year is was our first year last year, and we were just totally surprised and thrilled. And then to have it again this year was another surprise and thrill. But what I think it says, Shar, is that we are doing what's needed to build our business, and all of us could do this if we just do the things that are needed to build the business.
Well, and that brings other people in, and they're doing the same thing. Like minds run together, and you definitely attract people that have the same interests, have the same integrity, have the same drive, can see the vision, you know, all of the parts that need to be put together to make these things happen. And you guys are the most beautiful example of what NECAN is, what it can be, and what happens as a result of it, in my mind. I guess you've pretty much already given your recommendation by saying what people can do. It's the company sets the standard and the pace as far as the five pillars are concerned, and using that as a guideline, it's amazing. It has been our whole life with NECAN, as well as I know it is with you. You could never have dreamed being in the position that you're in now, and not just for yourself, but what you've had the freedom to be able to do. And the many... Yes?
Don't mean to interrupt here, but something...
Not at all.
You might... enjoy hearing is that I regard NECAN as part of my ministry. And the word ministry means service, to serve. And I have a Christian ministry I've had for about 20 years called the Servant Ambassador. And it's a parachurch ministry. If you want to know what those are, you can Google parachurch, or you can... Google Marketplace Ministry, using your business to advance God's kingdom and to love people and serve people, feed the orphans, all of that sort of thing. And I regard NECAN as part of my ministry, because I believe the human body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. And we are stewards. You know, we're given a body, hopefully healthy when you're born, and but it's, you have to take care of it, and NECAN is a tremendous way to do that. Would you agree with that?
Most definitely. And a big part of it is the freedom to be able to be there no matter what, for whoever is in your path. And, you know, my prayer every day is, you know, God, place the people in my path, and then if you have to hit me side of the head with a 2x4, make me aware that you put them there, that I don't prejudge or overlook anyone. That's an easy thing for me to have happen. I'm sure others have found that true also, that
yes.
You know, you kind of... We get into ourselves in a little mode of discerning who and what, when it should not be our call to do that,
right.
Especially if we've prayed that way.
Right.
What peace would you like to leave people with this morning, pieces maybe to pull together? We're embarking on Thanksgiving Day, which reminds me, I'll say it now and later. There will be no call next Saturday because of the holiday. Pieces would you like to leave them as thoughts of where we are right now and what can happen and what you would challenge people with?
I'll say what I think, and then Claudia could give her... She's does most work in our business these days anyway. But I really believe that you've got to say less to more people. There's a CD, I believe it's titled that way. And it's a numbers game. You've heard that before, but you know, you get a lot of no's, but it's, every time you don't ask, it's already guaranteed to be a no. And you know, a medical doctor might go to school for, say, 11 years and with nothing coming in and putting out hundreds of thousands of dollars on education, and then getting an office, hiring the staff before they ever make a penny. And yet a lot of people, they talk to 10 people and they all say no, and they quit. That's really sad, because the 11th one might be another Denny and Char Rogers, or Vance Rogers, or Dave Johnson. And so you've got to have delayed gratification, that attitude. And what do you say, Claudia?
It's so
well,
true.
I agree with that. Totally. Another thing is that oftentimes we want the success and the results more than the person that we are sharing with. And many times too much time and attention and effort is put on people that don't really have the vision for a business of their own. So, as Chuck said, and it's a numbers game, and what we are looking for are leaders. We're looking for people that already are looking for us. And sometimes you have to go through tons of people to find those. But they are there, and it's fun looking for them, I think. And you never know where you're going to find them. But the act of determining and making a decision of what we are going to do every day, or what we're going to do on a weekly basis, or however it works best for you. But practice talking to people, practice seeking out opportunities, and then, you know, go for it, and you'll find people.
Great words, you guys, both of you, great words and great stories about what you have enjoyed and what you value in NECAN. And I can't thank you enough for being with us today, because I know people have taken many nuggets out of what you said. To wind it up, I just want to give you something that Vance sent me late last night or early this morning, that were his thoughts as to where we are in the situation when Claudia says we're looking for the people that are looking for us. That is so true, because people are so desperate right now to find something that is fulfilling, rewarding, and will also give them the income that they need to supply their families. So his short paragraph reads, economists point to history and tell us that we've got 2 to 5 years of a slow economy. Those who capitalize on key market-driven products and ideas will prosper handsomely. We need to be willing to roll up our sleeves and share NECAN with the masses. And that's just exactly what you got through saying was the numbers. Listen to each person's need and show them the solution that NECAN already has developed for them. Physically and financially and emotionally, we've got it all covered. And to me, that really sums up where we are and what we need to keep in mind when we're looking at the situations around us and just seeing the numbers of people. We're dealing with a small percentage. We always have been dealing with a small percentage. It may even be a little bit smaller as to the people that will jump now and do something, that will not be so terrified by what's going on around them. So I know that's where we are. We've been in a comfort zone for, quite a period of time. Not that we've ever quit. It's just that we haven't done the amount that needs to take place to see happen what we know we can see happen now. So with that, I just want to say thank all of you for joining us this morning for these few minutes out of your weekend and making this a priority. I want to say thank you to Steve Crowfoot, who does the recordings on this, and they can be accessed at www.SaturdayAMLive, or you can go to www.canb4u.biz/s, two different ways. And also Blue Ribbon, who will make CDs available to you, and their phone number is 800-533-2885. Once again, 800-533-2885. So make this holiday season one of giving gratitude, realizing what we all have and how differently other people are living right now because of situations, because of choices, many things, and just be open to sharing with anyone that comes in your reach. And if they're not in your reach and you spot somebody, go to them. Move out of your space. It's not difficult, and it just takes a little bit of practice to get more and more comfortable. And as you do that, you will have the rewards of seeing the same things happen that many of us have with this company. So make it a great holiday. Thank you so much. Bye-bye for now.